COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Howdy, y'all. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Lego, Massachusetts, the heartland of America. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa, on the Twitters at @ICSativaPod, and on YouTube, Odyssey, and Rumble under most of those corresponding names. And again, I have a PayPal, too, that'll be in the show notes as well if you want to donate and kick some extra bucks. Anything would help. All right, so you know how I feel about taxing medicine. Never really been a fan of it, but I'm a pragmatic person, and we're about pragmatism on this project. And we got to face the political reality. But I do hope that the people of L.A. see that that adding more taxes is going to shut people out of access and medicine, and it's going to shut down the farmers and all these people that have been around and are continuing to bleed because of how poorly implemented Proposition 64 was. So many of your pioneers, so many of your people that were doing it in the 90s and 2000s, they've been priced out of the game. You have natives there. Again, as somebody in the media, I have to keep abreast of over 80 different countries in all 50 states at one time. I got to keep track of what's going on in most of the world. And I'm having to pay attention to a lot of different things. And like, again, I mean, with this situation, again, they're trying to do what we in the community say it shouldn't be done, and that's taxing your medicine. All right? There should be no taxing of your medicine. But again, California's market, again, they legalized in 2016, same election cycle that Massachusetts has. But California should be a lot more ahead of what it is now. They really should. They're lagging behind, and you know, like all those pioneers are being drowned out. You know, they're quitting the business, even though they brought California on the map as being one of the best medical spots on the planet. You know, now they're relocating to Oklahoma. You're having people being like, we're being taxed too much. All those strains that we wanted, like, again, we couldn't really get. And again, from people I know on the ground there, again, I have to keep track of lots of different people. Most of the people in LA or in a lot of California, they still buy from their street pharmacists. Like, they don't like the prices the recreational stores do, or they'll go to, or they'll allegedly go to Seizures. And to a degree, that's how it is in Massachusetts. You know, we do have the ability to grow our own, but it's still very expensive. So people are, again, allegedly, people I know are driving to Maine. People I know are, you know, growing their own or hitting up their friends that grow their own, for, you know, and bartering. Or they're just going to CBD, which you can get shipped from most states. So let's go into it. Los Angeles County is, okay, I already read that. Or let's actually read it. Okay, so this is from Whittier Daily News. LA election 2022, LA County voters to decide whether to tax marijuana farms and retail sales. Again, this is an underperforming market. This is the place that has the Emerald Triangle. And we've interviewed Shia and Jamie Rodriguez of Mendocino Generations. They've been doing this cannabis game for decades, and they're still holding up pretty well. But a lot of their peers have been priced out of the market. A lot of the people that made Proposition 215, SB 420, the innovative piece of legislation that it is, all those people, like, they're being priced out, or they're having to go to other states where the price of doing business is a lot more, I mean, a lot cheaper. The price of doing business in recreational California is too darn high. People are going back to their street pharmacists. People are growing their own, or they're going to their buddy that grows their own. Heck, that's what I've been doing. It took me 4 years since these recreational stores opened to even go to one, for the prices to even be okay for a recreational user. But again, we're still lagging behind the West. August 9th, Los Angeles County is regulating the cannabis businesses, and like most governmental agencies, the county wants to generate revenue from it. The county plans to achieve this by taxing the growing, cultivation, and retail sales of the legal popular recreational drug within unincorporated county areas. However, the county will need the voters' help to proceed. On Tuesday, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted 4-0 to place a marijuana tax measure on the ballot for the November 8th election. Again, I'm keeping track of people all over the U.S. They're not going to their dispensaries in large numbers. You have a lot of tourists that do, or you have a lot of squares that haven't done it in decades, and getting recreational in the neighboring state or a couple states over, that's the safest and surest way of ever selling over 30 or 40 to get it. So, that's usually the cheapest way to get it, or going through a friend, growing your own, or just getting CBD. You price out people. The demand is going to go away. This is going to go underground. And you're just going to price out the people that made your industry what it was. You have a brain drain, an economic drain of talent. Let's keep going. On Tuesday, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted 4-0 to place a marijuana tax measure on the ballot for the November 8th election. Supervisor Janice Hahn was absent, did not vote. And I don't know if she was pissed that people were voting on a cannabis issue and quote-unquote didn't show up. Excuse me. I don't know if she's from a conservative part of LA and is like, my snooty constituents won't like it. I don't know the logic behind this person, this supervisor not being there. If I lived in her district, I'd be blowing up the phones because that's ridiculous. 57% of the voters in California in 2016, 57%, 5'7", wanted weed to be legal. 5'7", almost 6 feet. Get right or get left or get smoked for good as a politician. And do the will of the people or get pushed out for someone that will fulfill the will of the people. Being a politician is not tenure. The voters can fire you. And again, if you live in her part of LA, I would highly look into her record and look at what she's doing. Because again, I don't know. Maybe she's okay on the issue. We don't know. Also, check out Brownie Mary Democrats if you live in California and you want to talk to some experts on the laws, how it's working, how to get it cheap if you're sick, needy, or whatever. I'm gonna put some people in the notes as well too. All right. To set the county's cannabis tax plan in motion, a simple majority of county voters is required in November. The tax would generate about $104 million annually beginning July 1st, 2023, and would continue through July 1st, 2026. The county supervisors have the option to raise the tax rates at a later date, which could generate as much as $15 million in annual revenues. I think they need to go the Oregon route and make it as easy as for the pioneers as possible to get into the legal market. Oregon bent over backwards to bring the black market makers, as I understand it, into the market instead of just making it astronomically expensive. The plan affects marijuana businesses involved in the sale, cultivation, manufacturing, distribution, and other commercial aspects, according to the adopted resolution. The county plans to permit up to 25 storefront retail marijuana businesses, 25 delivery businesses, 10 indoor/mixed lights cultivating farms, 10 manufacturing businesses, 10 distribution businesses, and 10 testing laboratories. The ballot measure would enable the taxing of cannabis in a number of categories, and at various rates as follows: 4% of gross receipts of retail sales, 3% of gross receipts of manufacturing processing, 3% of gross receipts on distribution, 4 per square foot assigned on a canopy space for mixed light cultivation or no artificial lighting, 2 per square foot assessed on the canopy space in any nursery, and 7 per square assessed on canopy space for cultivation using only artificial light. Yes, this is over-regulation. This is why Dems get bashed by independent voters like myself. That's active nanny state stuff at that moment, when you're having to nickel and dime and tax it and over-regulate it so much that the people that need it and the people that want to participate in the industry get priced out. But I digress. The measure drew criticism from an association representing rural town councils, mostly from Antelope Valley, where illegal marijuana growing and operations have been popping up. Susie Rettner, director of the Association of Rural Town Councils, again, all these councils and all these groups and societies, way more than you think pulling strings, was concerned that the Board of Supervisors was ignoring the violence and environmental damage from illegal pot farms in the Antelope Valley. Prosecution is almost non-existent, Zettner told supervisors. She was worried the measure would invite more illegal operations, saying, "We want protections from this scourge on our community." State Senator Scott Wilk, Republican of Lancaster, wrote in an op-ed this newspaper month that the illegal farms lead to human trafficking, assaults, and robberies were responsible for the murder of at least 5 people living in the high desert community. He and others in the desert region see the legalization of marijuana in 2016 as an entry for international drug cartels to move into the Mojave Desert. Let me give you some advice, Tuts. They've already been there since the 90s or so. They were already there. Probably even before that. Go touch grass and go touch grass and okay boomer. And again, okay boomer is a mindset, not necessarily an age. The illegal grows strip the land of soil and lead to deforestation and wildfires, while pesticides and other poisons seep into groundwater and could reach groundwater, a source of drinking water will grow. Supervisor Catherine Barger said she was aware of the problems and that Antelope Valley had been disproportionately affected by illegal farms, but she said the measure does not allow outdoor grows and it won't allow the county to connect revenue from illegal pot farms or business. Again, you got to strike this down. The Emerald Triangle is one of the best places in the world to grow cannabis, like we've talked about with Chia and Jamie from Mendocino Generations that have been doing this, that have been growing weed, or her family has been doing this for generations, been doing this for decades. The microclimates of the Emerald Triangle are like nowhere else on the planet. Outdoor grows will not be permitted, Barger said. We will not tolerate illegal operations. Cannabis must take place in structures and not greenhouses. The approach we adopted will be equitably distribute legal cannabis business in each supervisorial district and specifies that cannabis cultivation will only be permitted outdoors. Barger said the community must ensure that legal marijuana businesses do not create new harms for rural communities. Oh, I'm going to look out for them. She said that the county's legal cannabis framework that will define where and how businesses can operate is expected to be drafted by 2023. And efforts to enhance the enforcement of illegal cannabis grows are part of the equation, she said. Supervisor Hilda Solis was concerned that the people of color, especially Latinos, have been unable to get into the legal marijuana business. In the U.S., only 5% of cannabis companies are Latino-owned, she said. It's probably way less for black folks. She asked the county's Department of Consumer Affairs or DCBA and the Office of Cannabis Management, OCM, to help remove barriers that prevent permitting and licensing future Latino owners. I would like to see black politicians in California twisting as much arms for the black people of California. I would really like to see that. The state collected about $817 million in the adult-use cannabis tax reserves in fiscal year 2020/2021, according to the county staff report. Revenues have been used on drug research, treatment, enforcement, youth programs, and preventing environmental damage from illegal grows. If the Los Angeles County measure is approved by voters, the revenues will go or flow into the county's general fund and may be spent on a wide array of programs and initiatives, the report said. Vote it down. This is a market that's underperforming. This is a market that's been overregulated. Many of your pioneers have already sort of been priced out, like I had mentioned. Yeah, we really got to re-air that episode with Chia and Jamie Rodriguez. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. That's the ending of the article. I got to get going. Peace out. Ciao. And stay medicated, my friends.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You could do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https
/anchor.fm/imcannabissativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.